song.
The next kina is a holy asha ta'afta adlei breishis. It talks about Beis HaMikdash, and it goes into the different yana Beis HaMikdash. The one we want to shtal zechon is in the second paragraph. It says, a holy asha kumamta leisani aretz. The Beis HaMikdash, which you put in place for the towers, for the pillars of the world, which is the Avis, all Yisrael. Becherdas mi eifoy. So the paragraph before, Blazer Kala says that the Beis HaMikdash is something Kach Baruch had in mind before anything, before the world was created yet, and so on. The next paragraph he speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the one about what was the yesod of the Avis that made the Beis HaMikdash. If you ask us, we would say Avram making the Akedah there, Yitzchak being Nekad, Yaakov saying Manoira Mokem Azeh. Those were the three things that come to mind, or the connection of the Avis to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbi Zakala picks a very different ikuda. Holy Asher Kamamto Sani Aretz Becherdas Mi Eifoy. The place that Yitzchak, who was Nechrat, the place that there was the Arcade of Yitzchak, who was Nechrat when he said Mi Eifoy. And it says, Chazal say that he wasn't Chored by the Arcade. By the Akedah he held still. The Charoda was by Esav. It's very, very, very unclear what did he find over there in the Cherdas Mi Eifoy. Yitzchak's mid of Neira. Beis HaMikdash is Beis HaMikdash is a Makom of Neira. I know, except fine. But the one place that it says the Charoda Gdoila Admoid was by Esav. But what does it have to do with the Makom of Mikdash? So, I think the pshat is the Zohar Kodesh says he asks Akasha, what happened? Yitzchak, Esav comes in, and now he says, "So who are you, or who was the other person?" So the Zohar says he should have asked Mizeh, or. I guess if you flesh it out, mi zeh shahoya. In other words, the question was, somebody here is not who he ought to be. It's either you or him, and who's who. And yet, what it says is mi eifoy. What is the mi eifoy? So the Zohar Kodesh says that Yitzchak was mizdazeya. That when Yaakov came in, the Shechina came in with him. And he felt the presence of two, of Yaakov and the Shechina with him. When Esav came in, Esav was alone, obviously no Shechina. And he said, Eifa, where me is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the ways of reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Isaiah says many places. Me, Eifa, is where is that me? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rashi says, Chazal say, that Gehenim came with him. The Ra'al says in many places, Gehenim is first and foremost the absence of Toiv. The Ra that comes, all the Ra we talk about Gehenim, Gehenim the Ra'al says is the Makom of Heder. That's the Yisrael they go that always. In other words, the Charoda of Yitzchak was when there was no Shechina. If we ask ourselves, what's the thing that we need for a Makom HaMikdash? The word Makom is the place, means, for instance, if I need to put something down, I need to put down a bag. I ask, where is there room for the bag? Means, where is there a place for it? On a human level, if I'm looking for a real job, if I'm looking for something that that I feel satisfied, I want to feel that I'm not extra. I want to feel that there's something missing, and I'm filling the place that's missing. I'm filling in a vital function. Without me, there was a chaser, and with it is something. So the b'chinas makim, that's a right makim for something, means that which is chaser, without the thing that's being memalit. And if it's not chaser, if my coming, if my working in a place is like ma'ilav le'mayrit, if my being part of a chevra is like ma'ilav le'mayrit, then I don't have a place there. I fit in maybe, I can be squished in, but I don't have a place there. There's a famous story that the Kotzke was asked once, where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? And he said, wherever you let him in. If there's no makom cholom, if there's no emptiness in your life, when there's no ruchnius, then ruchnius is simply a tachshit, it's a kishut. And you can't build a Beis HaMikdash on that. Beis HaMikdash is not an addition to Klal Yisrael. It's either fulfilling the great void in the pnimius of Klal Yisrael, it doesn't have a place. Like Rav Rang spoke yesterday, last night, Berichus. The if we're looking for the avos, which av mitzades kaima provided the makim for a mikdash, is when Yitzchak Avinu was said mi eifoy, when it was nechrad, when he shook apart because of the vacuum, when there's no shechina, so that's a makim for shechina. The tzipia, we speak about the hope, we speak about if a person's misabel and kohen yishalayim, the tachlis of the kina and the avelos is to give us a sense of missing. It is the teva that a person gets used to what is, and he lives his life normally. But when a person opens up those holes, when a person tears apart the artificially sewn together edges, and the gaping hole is there, then a person, it hurts, but now there's a makom for Mikdash Bichal. The Rabbi Elazar Kalo picks of the others that provided the Yisoy, the foundation for Mikdash, is Yitzchak Avinu, the Cherdas Mi Eifoy. If an environment without Shechina is something that is impossible, then there's a makom for Beis HaMikdash and for Shechina. A holy ashataft, adloy bereishis, in kisei kovelitzol, for a lomba lanetzach. What's the next one?